Officially now I can tell you this, that our troops, UNIMIT troops, were ambushed yesterday at 14:45 p.m. on the 8th of July. They were ambushed by armed militia of around 40. They were in 40 vehicles. These vehicles were mounted with guns, machine guns, 12.7 millimeter guns, and they opened fire on our troops. The troops returned fire. In terms of the identity of the attackers, we do not wish to give information that would open speculation. We will reveal the information once it is confirmed.
Okay. Now, in May, UNAMID forces were attacked by militia forces. Is this threatening or affecting humanitarian work in any way?
Well, obviously, I mean, it's a spiral and a very negative kind of spiral of violence that's going on now. UNAMID is there to maintain some level of peace in Darfur. We are here also to protect civilians among the stated duties assigned to us. We do that to the best of our capacity. Our men and our women are on the ground. They are in the field. They are in the camps. Doing our best, stretching our capacity to the limit in order to try and fulfill our mandate. This time, in terms of the humanitarian relief, is the worst. As you're aware, WFP has already cut almost by half their food distribution in Darfur. The rainy season is coming soon, which means more people are going to suffer from lack of food. There is a hunger gap already during that time of year. So convoys, for example, need to be protected. We're working towards that. We are working towards protecting the civilians and the humanitarian groups operating in Darfur. But if we are not at the capacity needed to allow us to fulfill our mandate, then that puts the whole situation in a very critical position. So as outraged as UNAMID is at these flagrant attacks, at the same time need to call on the international community to fulfill their pledge to strengthen UNAMID.
Now, what were the UNAMID forces doing at the time of the attack? Were they in field operations, patrol operations? And what time was the attack?
The attack happened at 14:45, as I mentioned, on the 8th of July. The UNAMID patrols are routine patrols that happen on a daily basis, and they mean to protect civilians and IDPs, especially the more vulnerable groups, women and children, for example. But this specific patrol on that day was there to carry out an investigation. It was alleged that two soldiers from the Sudan Liberation Army, Minaminawi faction, were murdered, and it was alleged by the SLA that they were murdered by Arab militia. So the troops were there to investigate the murder, and the troops were on their way back to their base after having completed the investigation.
What would be their motivation to come and attack your forces?
So the motivation, sometimes it is just robbery, sometimes it's plain robbery and violence. But at the end of the day, we are there for the good of the civilian population.